It's time for our weekly StoryCorps segment, marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's No Smoking Ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. Today, we hear from former Lexington Vice Mayor Mike Scanlon, an early skeptic of the movement, but who later became an ardent supporter. Scanlon and his company Thomas & King owned a chain of Applebee's restaurants in Kentucky and other states. Lisa Greathouse Maggio, an advocate for smoke-free Lexington, was one of the people responsible for bringing Scanlon around to their side. In this segment, the two of them reminisce about that process.
We were in a meeting in the 12th floor of the City Hall, in the mayor's conference room, and you and Alan Hahn walked in with a report on the negative effects of secondhand smoke. Well, I've heard about the negative effects of secondhand smoke for a long time, never believed it. I just thought it was life insurance jive and just thought it was, you know, docs going overboard. And you walked in with a report and put it in front of those of us that hadn't seen it and said, this is a report. And I pushed back real hard. I said, all I need is one more report written by a bunch of docs that have a point of view. And you said, no, this is peer-reviewed. Oh, okay, so the evidence is real. It's not anecdotal or it's not positional. It was fact-based. And from then on, I trusted you guys.
It wasn't about inconveniencing a non-smoker. It was about worker health. And that's where you've pretty much jumped on the bandwagon, is it not? And because you'd already made those decisions with your other Applebee's.
2 or 3 years before it came up in Lexington, in Phoenix, Arizona, where we own restaurants, in Mesa, you remember the Mesa story?
Oh, I do.
They went smoke-free. And we as a company made it a policy we weren't going to fight a local battle. If the community wanted smoke-free, we'd be smoke-free. If the community didn't, we wouldn't. We'd stay out of it. But we were also burdened by the fact that there were restaurants that were across the street that weren't in Mesa that did smoke, and we were worried about that. And when the smoke-free ordinances went through in Mesa, and it hurt us for a week, and then we got our guests back, then I knew it wasn't going to hurt anything. So my original interest in getting involved in it was not for workers' rights, because I didn't know it hurt the workers. I just knew it didn't hurt the business, and it actually helped the business. Mm-hmm. The restaurant ran better and felt cleaner, and I knew it didn't hurt the business.
Do you remember the day that the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals, and they ruled that they put a halt to it? It was the delay of when the ban would start.
Put us in limbo.
It did, yeah.
You know what else I did that day?
Tell me.
I took all of my Applebee's everywhere smoke-free, whether it was ordinance or not.
That was a big move.
I came into a moral dilemma in that I voted for a smoke-free law and my Applebee's in other cities were still smoking. And I had the evidence. You know, it was hurting the employees. Mm-hmm. And when I realized it was hurting the employees, I knew I couldn't keep the smoking in the restaurants.
It took 2.5 years to get our smoking law into effect, and it was a long 2.5 years. And when I tell people, you know, about being involved in the smoke-free initiative 10 years ago, I mean, I have to look back now, and it's one of the proudest moments that I've had as far as an advocate and a nurse and a public health person.
There's a lot less dead people today because you and Ellen and the advocates got behind it. And got two people like me that would listen. And there's people who aren't sick. There's insurance companies who aren't writing big fat checks that are helping our premiums. We're all better off because we did it. And I think on my last great day, I think that'll be the thing I did that I'm the most proud of. Of course, other than my kids.
Yeah.
There's kids. They're second to kids, that's it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Kids are pretty important. And that's why we do these things.
Former Vice Mayor Mike Scanlon and smoke-free Lexington's Lisa Greathouse Maggio talking about the 10th anniversary of Lexington's history-making no-smoking ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio from their grant-funded oral history project. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.